In case you haven't been around 13-year-old girls lately, this is how they sound.
I got black pants and an Abercrombie and Fitch visor.
You got what?
And I got a really pretty shirt.
It's a halter top and it's sparkly. Once Darby, Whitney, Caitlin, and I spent the night at my house, and Caitlin and I were up to like 6:30, and we put stuff all over them and videotaped them, and we got Darby picking her nose.
Yeah, Michelle Goldstein and several friends are, in their words, being hyper. It's just after a bar mitzvah, and they're talking about what girls talk about, clothes, boys, each other. And while they may not be all that different from 13-year-olds 10 or 20 years ago, there is one difference. They have a lot more money. Children between the ages of 9 and 13 are now a market. Advertisers call them tweens, the age between childhood and adolescence. There's also some concern that the images bombarding these tweens are pushing them to be more sexually active. NPR's Madeline Brand traveled to Kansas City, Kansas, to meet a couple of tween girls who are the focus of all this attention.
Even if you're not a 13-year-old girl, you've heard that song. It's by NSYNC, one of the ubiquitous boy bands whose songs have become shorthand for tweendom. They're just modern versions of the Osmonds or the Bay City Rollers or even the Monkees, bands created for young girls to swoon over, surrogate boyfriends. Lakeisha Forte keeps posters and magazine pictures of her favorites. She even kisses a picture of rapper Lil Wayne.
He's so cute. Him and Little Bow Wow, they so, oh my goodness.
Lakeisha is a straight-A student who wears glasses. It seems out of character when she gushes over pop stars, but she takes her role models seriously.
I think my favorite girl would probably be Christina Aguilera.
What song in particular?
Reflection. Because it's the song's about a girl. She looks in the mirror, she sees something different than who she really feels that she is. So it's a song that's I sing a lot, or I think about her listening when I'm trying to find the true Keisha.
Lakeisha lives in Kansas City, Kansas, in a neighborhood marked by crumbling public housing and beat-up cars. Lakeisha's world is far away from Michelle Goldstein's, where 13-year-olds own $200 Kate Spade handbags and vacation in Aruba. But as far apart as their worlds are physically, they come together at the pop culture trough.
Yeah, that's me. That's got your daughter in a frenzy. Hi, my name is Bow Wow Wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Where am I?
They both like the same music, shop at the same stores, and buy adult products like lipstick with girly names like Fruity Cutie and Sassy Strawberry.
Why is this girl laughing? What's up with the giggles and grins? New Wet Look lipstick is here.
Kids between the ages of 9 and 13 have more money to spend on things like beauty products than ever before. About $20 a week of their own money, plus they influence a lot of their parents' spending on things like cereal and shampoo. All that adds up to $170 billion a year that tweens control. James McNeil is a marketing professor at Texas A&M University.
Virtually every company in the consumer goods business is targeting tweens.
So you get Britney Spears hawking Pepsi at the Oscars. Maybe you thought Britney was meant for older girls, say teenagers? Nope, says McNeil. Britney and the products she sells are consumed by girls who still play with dolls.
Children, say an 8 or 9 year old, are looking up and modeling their lives according to the behavior of 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, the clothes that they wear, the movies that they see.
McNeil says companies are just fulfilling a demand, but Lynn Ponton sees something more sinister. She's a psychiatrist who treats teens and preteens. Ponton thinks all this media attention has created an unhealthy stew of sex and money, which soaks into young, impressionable minds. Whether it's makeup or Britney, Ponton says our culture is telling girls to think of themselves as sex objects.
They want to be perceived as sexy.
I live for a great halter top.
You look at the teenage girl magazines, of which there are many. We now have Cosmo Girl, highly sexualized. All the articles focused on how girls can provide certain services for boys and appear beautiful to them in a certain way.
But does that translate into increased sexual behavior? It's impossible to know. For the last couple of years, the news media have reported alarming tales of middle schoolers engaging in oral sex. Parents wrung their hands, thinking their 12-year-olds were imitating President Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. But the stories are all anecdotal. There have been no scientific studies, says Deborah Hafner, author of From Diapers to Dating, A Parent's Guide to Raising Sexually Healthy Children.
The reality is that most eighth graders are concerned about kissing, about how to French kiss, about how to hold hands for the first time, so that the stories about young people engaging in oral sex in junior high school and middle school, I think, are really no different than what was happening 30 years ago when I was in eighth grade.
When there were always some boys and girls doing stuff in the back seat. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the average age of first intercourse is around 16 for boys and 17 for girls, a year earlier than in 1960, and first menstruation hasn't changed since then. That begins around 12 years of age. But the anecdotal tales of preteens experimenting with sex have led researchers for the first time to want to ask questions of 9, 10, and 11-year-olds. It's hard to do. Children that age are known for not giving truthful answers, and parents are reluctant to let strangers ask their kids questions about sex and masturbation. A national study is in the works.
That's what friends are for.
Oh, I love that song.
Any language.
With Michelle Goldstein and her friends, everything seems pretty innocent. Michelle is a wiry girl with dark, curly hair. She and her friends are all steeped in pop culture. They sing along to suggestive songs, strut around in halter tops, and wear glitter eyeshadow. They hang out with boys, and they know what oral sex is. But according to Michelle and her friends, there's a big difference between knowing and doing.
We have, one friend who, does stuff, so...
What about kissing? Have you girls kissed boys yet?
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, not like, wasn't really, just like pecks on the cheek and stuff. It's not like, you know.
Are you telling me the truth?
Kind of. I know, I've kissed him on the mouth once, just a peck, so.
Lakeisha Forte is less fuzzy about boys. She knows girls her age who've been pressured to do things they shouldn't have. And she looks at her own mother, who got pregnant with her when she was 15 years old, just 2 years older than Lakeisha is now. And so even though Lakeisha makes up songs about boys and gazes longingly at magazine layouts of Lil Bow Wow, she has more than an inkling of the pressures that lie ahead.
I remember I had asked this one boy, I said, why you like me? He's like, because you respect yourself more than a lot of other girls. And I felt good about that. And some girls will just talk about you just because you don't walk around with Tommy or FUBU or Calvin Klein or whatever. They'll talk about you or they'll look down on you and you'll be like, that's not all people are here for. We're here for the inside. And some girls don't understand that.
Like generations before them, Lakeisha and Michelle are negotiating the tricky moment between childhood and adolescence. It's really only a blip, but one that feels like forever when you're that age. Lakeisha and Michelle don't realize that it will vanish in an instant. By next year, there will be a lot less child in each of them. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Kansas City, Kansas.
I'm too old for toys.